The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Plan your work. God has plans for us, just as He proclaimed to His people through the prophet Jeremiah. Please hear these words and think about the context. Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 13. This is what the Lord says, "You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." God had a plan for His children. He knew that they would go through uncertain times, so He encouraged them with the fact that He has a plan. And it is for good and not for disaster to give you a future and hope. Then He adds instructions that they pray, and He will listen. No doubt we've all heard the adage, "Plan your work, then work your plan." Here are some passages that help with details about our planning efforts from God's perspective. Proverbs chapter 3. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Please take note of the fact that it is telling us not to lean on or depend totally on your own thoughts, but certainly to use the brain God gave you and knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 16, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." As we plan, ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and help you to remember the Word of God as it applies to our thoughts and plans. John 14, "I am telling you these things now while I'm still with you, but when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything that I have told you." Ephesians chapter 5, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." Did you catch the last part of that verse? Proving what is acceptable to the Lord. The Spirit will confirm in our heart plans that will be acceptable to God. And as you hold out your hands to the Lord, asking Him to give you those, be sure that your hands are palms up, empty, open to what He will provide. James chapter 4, "Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Whatever you plan to glorify God in it. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. "Whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." And Matthew 5, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Friends, as you make plans for today, tomorrow, a five-year plan, or life goals, count the cost. Well, not just financially, or time commitment-wise, or resources, but spiritually, count the cost. Listen to Luke 14, the words of Jesus. "If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else, your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money. And then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, "Well, there's the person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it." Or, "What king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace while the enemy is still far away. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own." Dear God, please continue to reveal the plans that you have for us and give us peace as we pursue them. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.